brother. Oh, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And, how you doing, Evan?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing? You look good.
Doing fine.
You look clean and fresh.
Yeah, who looks clean and fresh?
You do.
Oh, I do.
Sure do.
Could it be all of that white stuff in my head?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think so, man.
So are you implying that I don't look clean and fresh every day I'm on the air?
Okay, I see where you went. I see how you got there. Okay, moving on.
Hey, man, let me ask you, I want to talk about something that I remember a lot of conversation going on over a 6 month period of time, maybe even a little bit more than that. I mean, we were nonstop talking about this thing and all of a sudden, nobody's talking about it anymore. And I was just wondering what happened to this thing, man. It was a big thing, man. It was a big to do. And now all of a sudden we're not hearing anything about it. You got any idea what I'm talking about?
No, not yet. I've got a couple of inklings, but no, I need a hint.
Well, I'm not going to give you a hint. Whatever happened to the Build Back Better plan?
I'm still hearing about it.
Well,
a little bit here and there.
Here and there is what we're hearing about Build Back Better. And Democrats, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats were saying, we should get this done. We might get this done by Christmas.
Yeah. Do we know why Senate won't take this up yet?
Well, there's a guy, man, named Joe Manchin who says he's skeptical about the Build Back Better. He's skeptical about whether or not it can pass this year. And he's very doubtful if it'll get done by Christmas. You ever hear that guy named Joe Manchin?
Ooh, rings a bell. Yeah.
But everything riding on that, and I know COVID is back in the conversation. But for heaven's sakes, man, we need to hear something about where we are with the Build Back Better plan, man. So much is riding on that. We can't let it drop off the face of the earth. Joe Manchin again is, doing his thing, and he doubts that this will get done, and he doesn't know how he'll vote if it comes up. Well, you gotta put him in the shadow of decision. You gotta stop playing his game. You gotta force this vote, and let him say no. You know what I mean? I mean, enough negotiating with him. Why are they still negotiating with one guy? He's already said that he's not going to accept. But I don't know why we are still having conversations with him. I think he needs to be put out there. I think real pressure needs to be applied to him, where he finally does have to say no, because all of this stuff about, well, I don't know, I still think we need to make some changes. You've got to prove this. Enough of that already.
Well, and that's the thing. He's shown a few times in the last couple months that he'll just hold this stuff up. I'm not sure about that. Yeah.
So put him in the shadow of decision.
I like that. I like that turn of phrase.
Make him vote no. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Stop playing a game with him. Because if he, in the end, can cause all of this not to move forward, and the Democrats are at loggerheads, then let's put that pressure on him to say no. You know, but to continue to allow him to, you know, well, for instance, Manchin, and this is in today's CNN politics, Manchin still has a number of concerns, namely the budget gimmicks hide the true cost of the bill, and he's pushing to ensure it costs no more than $1.75 trillion. But he also is seeking to pare down the bill, which passed the House. I mean, enough of that already. How long have we been hearing this foolishness?
Yeah, long, long time now.
Okay, so why do you continue to allow him to be the guy who holds everything up? Who we got on the line, man?
Oh, nobody yet. Nobody okay. just yet.
All right, so why is it that we continue to give him the power? Because right now he continues to have power that he really should not have.
I remember about a month ago we had a discussion about the bully pulpit, you know? And this is when Biden was still standing in that long, tall shadow of FDR, talking about why isn't he using the power of his position to try and manipulate these people, get them to do something. And that's where I feel this is at.
Well, so one Democratic source pegged the likelihood that the bill can pass this year at 20 to 25%. And if that's the case, and that's the best case scenario, 20 to 25% that the bill passes, then that means it's not going to pass. And I really don't know, man, where things go from there. Because if the Democratic Party mm-hmm. can't push this forward because one guy is holding it up, the future is very dim for anything that Democrats attempt to do.
And specifically Democrats, yes, because it's been shown to us that there is a quorum on the right, that the GOP can operate as a singular unit to do tremendous amounts of damage.
You know, they are actually, the Republicans don't have to do anything. You think about it.
Well, that's the whole point.
There's
yeah.
nothing that they have to do in this situation. The Democratic Party itself will implode because one person, because Kristen Sinema almost appears to act like she's starting to get the impact of what her crazy thinking has been.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she said uncle yet, but some of the things I've been reading is she's starting to feel a little heat, a little pressure. Joe Manchin would feel the exact same thing. Bring the bill up and let's get on with it. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I know all of you are frustrated as I am. But even if you're as frustrated as I am, how long do you allow this thing to be strung out? Because if it doesn't happen by the end of this year, chances are all of this that we've been talking about and dreaming of and, you know, and delusions of grandeur are not going to happen. And I just assume that they get it done and over with, and that pressure for Joe Manchin to sign it, to vote yes, because Joe Manchin did say that Manchin said on Thursday that if Schumer tries to force him to make a decision by putting a bill on the floor, I wouldn't have any idea how I'm going to vote until I walk in. Think about that. To me, that's him wavering a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when he says he doesn't know how he's going to vote, he's already been saying nonstop that he's going to vote against it. He was not going to support it. As George Bush would say, he's going to vote against it.
He's a pro at deflection and giving little sound bites to make him seem like he's plugged in and being very considerate and he's being very thoughtful. He's just a performer.
So why would you allow all of that to continue?
Yeah.
If you're the Democratic Party, and I would say to him, go ahead, man. You know, go ahead, do your thing. You know, let's see what kind of person you really are, Joe Manchin. Let's see you personally stop the trajectory of change that is necessary in this nation that people have been waiting for 40 years. I don't believe Joe Manchin is that strong. I really don't, man. And when you continue to give him that kind of unilateral power by continuing to talk to him as if he is the person that this is all on him. And I remember going back months ago that they were saying to Joe Manchin while he was being interviewed, do you know you're the most powerful guy in the Democratic Party? And he was relishing that thought. Well, yeah, I guess I am. Okay, yeah, you know, I guess I am. I mean, I know that I can hold this thing up, and so nothing's changed from there. You know, nobody's put the pressure that needs to be put on. And I understand that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats don't want to roll the dice in case Joe Manchin does vote no. But I don't believe Joe Manchin is going to vote no. I honestly think the longer this thing, stretches out, the more Joe Manchin is going to continue to feel like the cameras stay on him. But the moment it's brought to the floor, Joe Manchin is going to fall in line like all the rest. You know, I can't remember any time in history, maybe some of you can, and Evan, maybe you can, you're a political historian, where one person, one senator, has ever held up 49 others. I can't recall. But you'll find that out for me, I know. You're good at that. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. I can't remember if there's ever been a time when one senator, be they Democrat or Republican, held up the group that was in power, one person. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.